Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Jesus Christ Superstar. Over 40 years on from its first London production, we can now thankfully view Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's rock opera without the religious protest that overshadowed its premiere and judge it purely on merit as a piece of musical theatre. Its most recent revival before this production at the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre was the arguably ill-conceived 2012 arena tour that saw Ben Forster cast as Jesus via a TV talent competition, and despite having Tim Minchin in the role of Judas, drew further snitty criticism for what was widely seen as the stunt casting of DJ Chris Moyles as Herod. If that production was overblown, here director Timothy Sheeder has stripped things back to a more intimate but no less raw show that concentrates on the visceral power of the piece. With a cast dressed in the garb of hipsters, Tom Scutt's multi-level industrial-style set, and Drew McConey's once again outstanding choreography, this is very much a superstar for the modern day. There are still one or two drawbacks, however. For all the efforts to bring the show kicking and screaming into 2016, some of the music does sound a little dated now, and Declan Bennett as Jesus takes a little while to assert himself in the role. He lacks charisma early on, bit of a drawback for the Son of God, and he only really imposes himself on the role as the drama unfolds and people conspire against him. Elsewhere in the cast, Tyrone Huntley is quite outstanding as Judas. Following turns in the Book of Mormon and Memphis, he is establishing himself as one of the UK's great musical theatre voices. Jazz singer Anoushka Lucas as Mary brings poignancy and emotion to her big numbers, I Don't Know How to Love Him and Could We Start Again Please, two songs that demonstrate Lloyd Webber's outstanding gift for crafting a melody. It's superbly staged throughout. The Heal Yourselves sequence preceded by high drama where lit crosses are brandished like lightsabers, and a visually stunning moment where the apostles form themselves into a Leonardo da Vinci Last Supper tableau. And then there's the crucifixion. As I was coming out, I heard a woman remark that she thought it was unnecessarily gory. I'm not quite sure what she was expecting from a story about a bloke who's lashed and then nailed to a cross, but for me, the show's climax was powerfully moving without being overly sensational. It's not perfect by any means. I found the use of handheld microphones rather than radio mics and the strapping on and off of guitars a little distracting, but there's a lot more good here than bad, and it certainly shows that in the main, Lloyd Webber and Rice's work has largely stood the test of time. Jesus Christ Superstar is at the Open Air Theatre until the 27th of August. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.